What it always will be on 88 FM. It's still rock and roll to me. So we have some fabulous artists with us in the studio. We have Kyle Deutschman. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
It must be at least 3 days since I've seen you. Kyle, of course, was at my my son's wedding last Saturday. So, yeah, nice affair. Sketchy Bongo, I've not spoken to you before.
Hey, man, nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
No, absolute pleasure. And Sheen Skies, have I pronounced
Skies,
it?
Eh?
Skies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just spelled it a bit differently.
Can you stick the other one on your ear?
For sure.
We might just get a bit of feedback.
Yeah.
We don't want that. Okay, so Kyle Deutschman, he reduces his name... Makes it smaller by saying Kyle Deutsch.
Yes.
But now I want to know, Sheen.
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
No.
Tell us your real name.
My real name is Yashin.
Is that a trade secret?
No, it was a secret at one time. If people would Google me and say, what is Sheen's real name?
Yeah.
That was the first thing that came up.
Yeah.
But it's actually Yashin. Yeah.
Okay, Yashin.
Yeah, Yashin.
All right. And
yeah.
You just dropped
the yeah.
Let's get the yeah out of here. Okay.
It's like Persian or Russian or something.
Okay, all right. And your surname, is that your surname?
Nah. It's my mistake.
What's your surname?
My surname is Ramphal.
Ram?
Ramphal.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
So now everybody has my true identity.
Keep your ID number as...
Yeah, my Batman... facade is over now.
But you didn't fancy.
I was trying to keep that going for a long time. Did Danny just got right. Yeah.
So you didn't fancy using your real name. Okay. And now we get to Sketchy Bongo. I've got to find out, man.
What you got to find?
That's not on your birth certificate, is
no,
it?
No, it is.
No, it is. Don't lie to me.
I've legally changed my name to Sketchy Bongo.
Are you being deadly serious now?
It's my first name and second name, Sketchy.
Are you being serious?
100%.
You see, I'm trying to look in his eyes, but he's got sunglasses on, and I can't see whether he's lying or not.
I would never lie to you, Dan.
So on your birth certificate now...
No, my birth certificate...
Your IT.
Yes.
Your
IT. Yeah.
Is Sketchy Bongo.
Yeah.
All right. Now, where did that come from?
So Sketchy and Bongo, basically, I just put together some random words, and this thing had no search results, and that was the name. But it's all about like the music, you know. I'm sketching different ideas. The percussion, got
arty,
the bongos,
sketching,
yeah, exactly,
producing things. Yes,
beautiful, all
right. Lovely. Now I know. I didn't know that. Now the world knows. Sketchy and the bongo. Where did that come from?
The bongo is the drums.
The drums. Yeah.
The drums. There's so much percussion in my music. You know.
Okay. All right. Now we've got to ask you on social media. You didn't do it today.
Mm.
You wear a green mask.
I used to. So I dropped
the mask. Have those days gone now?
Yeah, because I'm gone bald now. So if you look at the back of my head, you can't. But basically, like I lost all my hair because of this mask.
Why did you wear it in the first place? Be honest now, because it must have been hell walking into banks. You know, that wouldn't have been good.
Actually, everybody asked me this thing, and normally I'm like, you know, it's this guy. But actually, I was shooting a music video with Sheen Skies, like back in like
2013 or something.
Yeah, I don't know when it was. And basically, we found a ski mask in the back of a Gusheshe. So you know Gusheshe is the 325 IS BMW. So I don't know where the ski mask came from.
It was my dad's.
Was it?
Yeah.
What was your dad doing with the ski mask?
Skiing trip.
Oh. Sounds
skiing
plausible.
Trip. He was robbing banks. That's a whole other story.
Right? So Sheen comes from a long line of bank robbers. And then basically he didn't want
Bankfall, it's not Ramphal.
He does look a bit dodgy, doesn't he? Let's be honest.
Come on.
I'm the sketchy one.
No.
It's just the glasses.
I'm playing.
But yeah, so I found the mask and I started wearing it. And it became part of my persona. So I used to DJ with it. It's like becoming part of, you know, when you put it on, when you're performing, it's like putting on the costume.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was the whole thing.
Why no longer?
Why no longer? Is because like it just made my hair go and it's too hot.
Are you being serious?
I was staying in Cape Town recently and it was so nice and cool. And then I came here today. I literally got here today and it's so hot. And I was like, yo, man.
Listen, don't go to the UK. They've got a massive heat wave.
Yeah,
I saw that. A heat wave in the UK is like 26 degrees.
No,
though.
No. It's like almost 50 degrees there.
Well,
it's getting close, like 45.
All my family, they're melting.
Yeah. And they got no air conditioners.
Sketchy was sweating in Durban today, though.
All right. So Kyle, you've had quite a few collabs, right, since you started your career.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why do you look for the collab? Or maybe you don't look for the collab. Maybe the collab looks for you.
I like working. I like collaborating with the artists. I like keeping the music fresh and fun. And a lot of the collabs happen spontaneously when we're in studio, and then people just think I'm dope enough to have on the record, so they drop it.
Have you been mates for a while, the three of you?
Yes.
Okay.
All I would right. say we start. I think Sheen and Sketchy knew each other before I met the gents.
Yeah.
So maybe
when did we start working together, Kyle?
We went to the same school, but I didn't. Oh. I wasn't aware of it.
Okay.
When did we start working together?
Maybe 2011.
Wow, it's a long time. So where's the studio? Whose studio is it that you use? Or originally, do you have your own studio?
Originally, the studio was at my parents' house in Westville. Mm. Now the studio is wherever we are.
Set it up.
Yeah, so this one was done at the studio that's at my place.
Yeah.
Okay. Sheen also has a studio. I think Sheen recorded his final takes and his verses at the studio at his place. So now we all got studios.
The home studio is the new vibe.
I've got one as well, so you're welcome to come and use mine at my house in Westville as well, if you like. Anytime.
We won't touch you on your studio, Dave.
My wife can do some backing vocals for you.
Thanks.
Sketchy,
I think we need to take Cindy Dave up on that.
Cindy was
100%. Cindy is the best vocalist you will hear in Africa at the moment.
Wow. No, that's a big statement.
I don't know about the moment, but she was really good. It's not about her. So
do you have a voice note of her singing? Do you have a take?
No,
I'll find one.
But anyway, so this song, I've listened to it. Great song.
Mm.
Great dance song.
You like it?
It's very short, man. It's like reminds me of the songs that they made in the 60s. It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Social media, man.
Yeah, I think people's attention spans are. We just wanted that replay value as well, you know? Just keep.
But also the layout of the song gives it that vibe. You know, we go straight in with verse, and then it's chorus, then it's verse, then it's chorus.
We didn't think it needed much of a bridge or anything at that point. You know what I'm saying?
It's just very rare to have a song these days of so short.
Not really.
Or isn't it?
How long is the song, by the way?
It's about 2 minutes. Just over 2 minutes.
I think it's 2:22.
Back to the Beach is 2:40. And that one also doesn't have a bridge.
2:18. It's 2:18.
Okay, so Back to the Beach is longer than that.
Yeah.
But Back to the Beach, that was the first song we did.
We do a remix.
With a bridge.
I was just interested to know.
Yeah.
Now, who wrote the song?
All of us did.
Yeah, all of us.
Honestly, really, the three of you can come up with different ideas and lyrics and then stick it all together.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll spit out the melody.
We'll
spit out the melody over the beat and then write words towards the melody. I put in the presses that this one was one of those where on the way just came straight out with the melody. It was just like, tell me you're on the way.
Yeah, yeah. I had the pieces.
It wasn't too complicated.
I wrote my verse out, all the raps and stuff like that. And then I approached Kyle. And then I was like, what do you think of this beat? Sketchy got involved and he just started flowing. And On The Way just came out, like the first lyric for the chorus.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, just let's do it, man.
Truthfully, to me, it sounds like, I'm not just saying that because of our relationship, Kyle, but it sounds like a big hit to me. It really, really does.
For real.
I think it's going to playlist on the majority of radio stations in the country.
Yeah, that
because it's kind of got.
Did you hear that, Mel?
That was the plan.
it's got that crossover feel. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The people will go for.
That's the bongo 100%. Magic.
That's the what?
That's the bongo magic.
Is that the bongo magic? Yeah.
Hey, we try.
Do you class yourself as the producer of the song then?
Yes,
you do.
Yes. Okay, I'm a producer. And I enjoy doing that. I like to put all the pieces together. I like to direct the action, you know.
How long did it take?
What, to produce this?
Produce the whole thing.
Hey, but it took long because Sheen's guys took 10 years to write his verse.
I was going through a breakup. I had to put all the emotion in there.
Sheen came with the beat from a guy called Captain Blue. So there's a difference between a beat maker and a producer. You can have a beat maker who comes to an artist and he gives the beat to an artist. The artist then takes it and manufactures starts writing. And then Sketchy came in to, like he says, plug all the pieces together, add elements, to round things off.
That's why you lost your hair, because it took so long with shit. Your hair was dropping out.
Yes, huh? Exactly, man.
But it was worth the wait.
You need to write faster.
Next time
you drop it, I'm going to be bald by the time.
Like listen to the emotion in my voice.
Stranger Things had to come out with the sequel so that she could just finish his verse.
So what can we look forward to in the future, gentlemen?
Well, I just dropped the EP at the moment, 7 tracks. It dropped today.
Oh, wow.
It's called Big Spooks, like Spooks Afrikaans, like ghosts. because I was trying to come out with a whole bunch of songs out of nowhere, like a ghost. But only thing, I just broke up with my girl, so I got ghosted.
Yeah.
So
how are you doing with that? You're right.
Well, the verse in the song tells the whole story there. So it's like, it's good. This song is gonna hurt me when I'm performing it all the time now. So
do you know what? Let me say.
In other words, he's not doing too good.
I've been around the block a few times. You're very young. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Oh, I just gotta put in the music now. So I got the fuel now. So it's cool.
All right. And can you see yourself doing a collab in the future again?
Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
I mean, it only took us about 15 years to do one, so maybe the next one will come out with a full album.
We did Can't Get Enough.
Sheen was on the remix of Can't Get Enough.
I feel like there's more songs that you guys have done together.
You're going to be nearly as old as me, Carl, if it takes another 15 years.
But this friendship is 10 years.
It'll be worth the wait.
Okay.
Of knowing each other. So we've been around. We've done quite a bit.
More than 10 years, too.
You know what? I want to tell you something. I've had some really arrogant, horrible people in here and at the other radio station that I used to work for a long, long time. Mm. But you guys are very humble. You're very down to earth. And it's an absolute pleasure to host you today. It really is.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right, so
you're a legend, man.
Thank you.
I hate that.
But
why? Why do you hate that?
I don't know. I've never, you know, with it's they never been it's never been it's never been a big deal for me. You know, if I can give back through radio, I've always wanted to give back without anybody knowing. Do you hear where I'm coming from? I can't stand it when celebrities give something and they want to be in the newspaper the next day with their arm around the person. I just can't deal with that. But I love radio. It's my passion. I've been doing it for a long time. But thank you for those words.
I grew up listening to you.
Thank you, man.
That's sick. Yeah, man. It's crazy.
little schoolboy in his school socks listening to me.
Hey, man.
I want to tell you about Kyle just before we wrap it up that he still is a good soccer player. Yeah. And I used to coach him.
Is he still a good soccer player?
I used to coach him and my son Danny when he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
That's how far we go back, hey, Carl.
I actually didn't know that you were hosting the show, Dave. So that's
we had no idea.
No idea, yeah.
And we had an under-11 side, Carl, do you remember, that was unbeaten throughout the country.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that. He was a good player.
I think this guy is not player anymore, but something happened to him.
Come watch Wednesday nights.
Yes.
What's happening on Wednesday? What's happening on
Wednesday? Come Wednesday night Crusaders. Okay. We're playing outdoor over 35.
He's a bit dirty.
But check if it's a home game.
He's a bit dirty. I can't lie.
I figured as much.
But it's a good competitive spirit that he has.
I remember. You used to play in Westford. Dirty. I remember back in the day.
So who wants to introduce the song and play DJ on 88 FM?
Sheen Skies.
All right, we got a new single from Sheen Skies, Sketchy Bongo, and Kyle Deitch. It's called On The Way, and this is it. Let's get it.